Hey, drivers, welcome to The Extra Mile. I'm Eric Harley. You may already know that I serve on the board of a terrific nonprofit organization, the St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. It helps drivers who come off the road for a medical need. If they get behind on their bills, then St. Christopher steps in. That's why I'm really excited and proud to announce that St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund is teaming up with CMA, ACM, Billboard, and CMT award-winning and four-time Grammy-nominated country music artist Joe Nichols to help us raise awareness for the organization's mission to help promote the health and wellness of the 3.5 million truck drivers here in the U.S. and also provide financial support. We're trying to always get that financial support for people who have been very generous over the years, and Joe's helping us get the word out. So let's do this right now. In fact, we're going to tell you about Joe Nichols' connection to the trucking industry as we share the good news with Joe Nichols today on The Extra Mile. Joe, how are you, sir? Welcome.
I'm doing great, man. How are you today?
I'm doing great. First of all, thank you for being here, taking some time out of your very busy schedule. I was at joenichols.com. You're doing a lot of shows. We're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes, but very excited to talk about your affiliation, your new affiliation, teaming up with the St. Christopher Fund. Let's start with the basics. What is your personal connection to the trucking industry?
Well, I come from a trucking family. My grandfather was a truck driver. Most of my uncles are truck drivers or were truck drivers. And my father for years, about 13, 14 years of my childhood, he was a truck driver until he got sick and couldn't work anymore.
Wow. You know, this is something that connection with your dad, that's something, of course, that relates to the organization. St. Christopher helps drivers who have to come off the road for medical necessity. They get behind on their bills, and that's where we take that money from all the generous folks who give to St. Christopher. We take that and help those drivers out. What do you remember? What are your first memories of being with your dad in the truck? I understand that at some point you were actually learning guitar in your dad's truck.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember a specific summer. My dad introduced me to one of his favorite singers, Keith Whitley. And this had to be 1987 or 88. And fell in love with his music, George Strait, you know, all the classic kind of male singers. And he'd bring his guitar with him. You know, we spent, maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time out on the road. He wasn't by any means any kind of great guitar player, but he knew, you know, the basics of country music and
right.
Kind of showed me what I was willing to learn as a kid and taught me three chords and best he could. I don't know, I just learned to fall in love with country music and we spent a lot of hours rolling up and down the road all through Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma and Louisiana.
Wow.
Listening to the country music and trying to play as best we can.
Yeah.
Banging at the top of our lungs.
You know, there are a lot of drivers out there that are musicians. I mean, there's actually a talent show that we put on, the Trucker Talent Search, happens every year at a big truck show in Dallas. And it's amazing to watch them get up there. And you learn that other part of their life, you know. I mean, a lot of people don't consider the human beings that are out there behind the wheel of those big rigs. But they have very interesting lives, and many of them are great musicians. It's really a great thing to discover. What is it that made you or really drew you to the St. Christopher Fund? What was that key to getting you involved here?
I know what struck me most is remembering when my father got sick. At the time, he passed away of a disease called IPF, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And I remember, you know, there were symptoms, you know, of his sickness for a few years. And I remember him just barely being able to get up and get moving and just kind of coughing all day. And it was kind of rough to watch, you know, the last couple of years that he could work.
Yeah.
But my dad was one of those people that never missed a day of work. Even sick, you know, at 5:30 in the morning, he was up. He was ready for work. Always wore a uniform, kept everything nice and ironed. And and everything. So he was a very hard worker. And I, you know, something about, I guess there was a struggle with him physically to do that. And I knew how hard it was for him to finally have to quit, yeah, and finally have to come off the road. And of course, things tightened up, you know,
right,
quite a bit with money, and medical bills were, you know, by far, you know, they weren't something we were going to just knock out, you know, right away with debt, right, or anything like that. And I just knew that already, you know, his salary wasn't enough to just go in and pay off a medical bill for MRIs or CAT scans or anything like that. So it was tough. It was really tough for him not to work as a person. He just liked to work. And second of all, it was double tough because there was no money coming in. He couldn't provide for,
yeah,
himself. So to me, I always felt like, you know, physically he was taken. There were a lot of years that he could have provided and you know, worked and felt happy. And I think the added pressure of the money, the added pressure of the bills, it just piled up. And I think that's kind of what made this last few years even tough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hearing that story, it's such a heartbreaker, and knowing again that drivers have a very physical job, but they make a lot of sacrifices too. The time, as you mentioned, you know, getting up every morning, making sure everything is right, showing up. You know, this country depends on truck drivers. I know you already know that, but it just is something that in my mind, my mission statement, I guess, is to get that word out about all the sacrifices that they make. And it's a thankless job, and they're not getting rich at this living, but yet they love doing it. And I'm very thankful that we have people that are willing to get out there every day and be dedicated, as it sounds like your father was, to this job, because, you know, an economy relies on these great individuals. Having heard that story about your dad, what is your mission statement here in getting involved with St. Christopher? What would you like to accomplish?
Well, I think obviously there's the money, you know, raising that is important, you know, the financial support, but I think just the underlying message of they matter. They're important people, and we kind of take them, like you said, we take them for granted that they really do become like the blood of the country. You know, they keep us moving. They keep, you know, the produce coming to your region to supply all your fast food and restaurant chains.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
Sorry about the noise. That's the truck driver passing me by.
No, yeah,
they provide us with so many things that we forget, and you know, there's another thing that, you know, I think gets overlooked. They got to deal with us regular drivers all the time.
Oh man! Oh man!
How they do it? The drivers that I've seen driving around, boy, I don't know how they have the patience. I'd probably take matters in my own hands a lot more than I do. So they practice amazing patience.
Yeah, no kidding there. I watched something the other day, and I thought, man, you have to have the patience of Job to be driving the big rig that nearly got cut off from this small car.
Sure.
And it is, I think it's so tremendous that we have you here, your talent bringing your notoriety to a great organization. Again, as a board member, I can't thank you enough. And I know that all the drivers who have benefited millions of dollars so far that have been given to drivers to help them out when they come off the road for a medical necessity, and being part of this organization is humbling for me, and it's really great to have you take it to that next level with us and to be a partner here. You're on the road, as I mentioned, you're on the road a lot. How many shows do you do a year?
Oh gosh, I think around 100 shows is usually a good benchmark for us. I think sometimes we'll do maybe 90, sometimes we'll do a little more, maybe 105, but
right,
that's a good piece of work right there,
right,
you know, around 100.
Yeah. JoeNichols.com is the website. You can keep up with the tour dates and everything else, where he's going to be. If he's at a place near you, please go see him. Always a great show. And social media, how has that changed what you do? I mean, you've got that connection with your fans, obviously, but now it's a 24/7 communication effort on social media. How has that changed things for you as an artist?
Well, I think the goal in mind, the purpose, I think we all have in mind with social media is that people get to know you on a more personal basis. Used to be, you know, 15 years ago, I think you do a lot of radio interviews, you do a lot of television appearances, you do as many things as possible to give you a snapshot into an artist's life for a few minutes or a couple of hours. And I think now social media's number one purpose is to connect with the fans directly on a daily basis. Now, sometimes, you know, a lot of people take it up to an hourly basis. I'm not necessarily an hourly tweeter or Instagrammer, but I like to keep in touch with fans, and I like to keep the pulse of, you know, kind of what people are thinking of new music and kind of where the fan base is going, you know, which way the wind's blowing on their current events. So I think it's changed in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I think you just don't see a billboard anymore or an 8x10 of a singer or an actor or anything like that. I think you see an in-depth 360 view of an artist.
Right.
Your favorite artist.
Yeah, yeah. What are those shows like? I mean, it's got to be very exciting to be out there in today's world and playing live. It seems like the live show circuit is really, I don't know, more vibrant right now, more alive. It's really exciting as I look at it, you know, from the outside looking in. Is that the case? I mean, are you seeing that fan participation at those shows?
Oh, yeah. The last frontier in music, I think, is the live show. I mean, with technology nowadays, you know, everybody can make a really good record. If you have a little bit of a distinguishable sound, if you have an interesting voice, technology's given us a lot of great singers, whether you're great or not sometimes. but I think live, there's something still untouched about live performances. I think people are naturally drawn to more of that nowadays. They want to see the artist live. Are they as good as the sound they hear on the radio or the music they're putting out to iTunes or Spotify? And I think, like I said, it's kind of the last untouched thing that technology hasn't really leveled the playing field on.
Yeah, right. It is great. And again, you can follow along on social media and at joenichols.com. And stay tuned for a lot more information on Joe Nichols as he teams up with the St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. Joe, we'll let you get back to your busy life. We thank you so much for spending time with us today and spending time, making time for St. Christopher and all the truck drivers who benefit from it. Thank you, sir. We greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.